Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
I'm not reading out everyone's song of the summer, but someone points out here, Daft Punk, Get Lucky, ultimate song of the summer in 2013. How did that happen? How did that happen? I feel old now. Okay, time to look at the best film and TV releases for the week ahead. We're joined today by entertainment journalist and broadcaster Serena Bellissimo and broadcaster Owen Sweeney. Welcome, guys.
How are you doing?
Oh, and the Rory Gallagher Festival is on in Ballyshannon this weekend, and that's wrapping up today. But on RT1 tomorrow at 6:30, a new documentary, Rory Gallagher Calling Card. You're saying it's fantastic.
It's excellent. It is excellent. It is Bank Holiday Monday tomorrow, as you say, at 6:30. So do, if you can, get a chance to watch it when it goes out. I say that as someone who's involved in this business. It's always nice. But it will be on the player thereafter. It's fantastic. Brian Redden produced and directed this. And you think, you know what you're going to get. But Rory's one of those people who I wonder, just personally, and I don't know if you share this opinion, that you think is kind of disappearing off into the ether, that the currency mightn't be there. And you think of other people like Jimi Hendrix, who were so iconic, you know, when you were a kid and a teenager, and they just seem less relevant now. But this story is so well told. Donald Gallagher, Rory's brother and former manager, obviously, is a brilliant storyteller, and obviously has first hand account of the story. It starts rather wonderfully with his head popping up into an attic, and Rory's kind of the archive that's moved around with Donald since Rory died in 1995. So there's records, there's posters. Brian has a visual style here that he sticks to. It's fantastic. It is rich, sumptuous visually. There's great home movie footage of a Japanese tour of Macroom Festival.
Mountain Dew Festival.
Yeah, the Mountain Dew Festival, exactly that. There's obviously...
Still going, I think, or revived, actually.
But the kids today wouldn't believe it. Like, they're basically, you're walking through mud, you know, no different to the punters, but the band are walking through mud. There's something of a drape that opens up, and there he is standing in a field, basically.
And there was a whole subculture of hippies down that part of the world who used to come down from the mountains back then, and everything was legendary,
And actually tapping into that is Rory's persistent fame in places like Germany, where you get the crusties, let's call them that, who are travelling, who are no doubt in Ballyshannon this weekend in leather jackets and whatnot with long hair and beards and singing the praises. But look, it takes us from Derry through Ballyshannon through Cork. What's really interesting, the American Forces Network in the north was kind of a touchstone for his blues, and then of course, as Donald says, the Stratocaster comes to Cork and Rory gets a £100 guitar, and thereafter, a legend is born.
Yeah, and excellent. Brian May and all kinds of people.
Brian May is fantastic in it, and your pal Johnny Marr. So basically, Rory invented Queen and the Smiths.
Okay, Rory Gallagher Calling Card, 6:30 RT1 tomorrow night, and that sounds very highly recommended from Owen. Serena, Love Island is back again already. Love Island seems to be back all the time at this stage, is it?
It does. This is the summer series, the 12th season. I don't get its popularity over the summer, because isn't this the time when you don't want to be dedicating an hour or an hour and a half a night to TV during the summer, especially if we're getting weather like this? But yes, it's back. It's hosted by Maya Jama. It's back tomorrow night. So far, there's no Irish contestant. But, I mean, they may come in, you know, when there's always latecomers coming in. So remember, Greg O'Shea came in late a few years ago and he ended up winning the thing with Amber. So don't know if there's any Irish going in. But at the moment, we've got a model, we've got mental health nurses, surveyors, an office administrator, a footballer, makeup artist, and that all kicks off tomorrow night.
Okay, on Virgin Media, 9 p.m. on Virgin Media 2. Yeah. On Ashley Madison, Sex, Lies and Scandal. This is the Netflix Ashley Madison. This is about GDPR, essentially, roughly speaking.
Roughly, it's like saying, I read it for the articles. Yes, it is. It's a three-part documentary. It's what Netflix are doing very well. Limited series, limited documentary series. I always go into this as a cynic thinking, will it last for three episodes? This one actually does. Two and a half, three.
And it was an Affairs website.
It was an Affair. For those who don't remember, Ashley and Madison apparently were the two most popular girls' names in the US. So this website, Life is Short, Have an Affair, was their tagline.
The marketing was brilliant.
They were bold as brass. They were international. You know, they were in India. They had a tagline saying, your parents arranged your marriage, let us arrange your affair. this is the sort of stuff they're coming out with.
So he used his wife.
Who could have known this was going to end
his
badly?
Wife was it? This, yeah, who knew? and so it starts off with their first person accounts. You get great contributors. So and that really sells it. You have Sam and Nia, who are this ideal kind of Texan couple. You know, Christians and very young and shiny people. And you just know Sam signed up to the website. And it's all going to go wrong. So you follow their story. You watch the first episode through fingers, and it's a bit of a car crash. You know, the people, the punters, and everything else. The second episode is where it really steps up, and you're dealing with, I suppose, first of all, it is about GDPR. It is about data. They said it's confidential, it's secure, blah, blah, blah. But obviously they did a data dump. They were hacked. We know they were hacked. Sorry for those who don't know. 2015, they were hacked, and basically they were held, not to ransom, because we don't know who did it at the start. And it's like, they didn't ask for money. They asked for the website to be shut down. So is it an inside job? Is it a moral crusader? Hey. Is it a wrong spouse?
Did everyone get caught? Would that be a spoiler to tell us? Was everyone caught?
How do you mean? Who hacked it?
The affair people.
Never mind. All their info was dumped. Their info was dumped. Right. So people were, and this is the point of episode two. You have people rubbernecking, basically going salaciously and schadenfreude-ily, many Germans. Going, do I know? Who's on this that I know? There was a website. There was an Australian. There was an Australian radio show where people used to ring up and ask if their other halves were on this website, and they would do a search thing.
Ashley Madison,
so there's self-righteousness that, and you kind of think after the first episode, you're kind of laughing at these people, then you're kind of going, oh God, no, I'm a bad person here. Do you know what I mean? So it's very well handed, definitely directed.
There's a lot of empathy towards the people involved in
100%,
it.
100%, yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry, yeah, we were being a bit flip about it. Thank you for injecting that note of humanity, Serena Bellissimo. On humanity, I'm thinking, oh, the humanity, Bad Boys 4, Ride or Die. Is this going to save the summer box office at the cinema?
I don't know. I was a bit sceptical because we've got Will Smith and, you know, he's not riding high at the moment, but he is back. And I am always sceptical when a film is not screened a week in advance. Journalists are getting to see this on Tuesday. It releases on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But having said that, I need to take that scepticism aside, because films like this exist not because of critics. They exist because of fans. And it was shown in a few cinemas across the States. Everyone's come back with good stuff.
Okay.
So, and just watch a trailer if you're a fan of Lionel Messi, and you want to hear him speak English. He says "Bad Boys," and everyone is freaking out because he has said two words in English.
And the Mail on Sunday today saying the next Bad Boys could be set in Ireland, so we'll be careful what we say. The Bad Boys franchise is I welcome our new Bad Boys overlords. Owen, Hitman. Then this is another kind of should be a big movie. It's a Richard Linklater film,
Days are Confused, and absolutely.
Glenn Powell is in it, who is like riding high in the rom-com.
I think it's fair to say he's having
You, wasn't it?
That's right.
Sleeper hit. Yeah, but it's coming to Netflix.
It's coming to Netflix next week. Now, I do say this might be better. Well, it will be best reviewed by somebody who gets to see it. There was no preview available that I could see. So it's interesting. It got very well reviewed by critics at Venice and Toronto Film Festivals last year. Netflix shelled out $20 million on it. I think it was brief kind of run in some select American cinemas. But it's kind of been buried, and that seems to be the case now. So you're kind of wondering, is it totemic of the industry as a whole? Is there a reason for that? Reviews are mixed. Rotten Tomatoes gone crazy on it.
Yeah, 97%.
Exactly that. It is Richard Linklater, so you would hope for the best. I mean, he did the brilliant Days and Confused come out with that Boyhood, of course, which was a technical marvel in lots of ways. The School of Rock is the one that'll live forever, I suppose, in family viewing. So, you know, he can touch on a load of different things. This guy is a hitman. He's kind of a bit of a schlub, I think is the phrase people use. And apparently, help me here now, Serena. Adria Arjona is Madison in this. She is the love interest, and she's apparently fantastic in it. It's out next Friday. Make up your own mind. I haven't seen it, as I say, but it'll be a bit of a story.
It's low risk because it'll be on Netflix.
100%.
After
you've watched Ashley Madison.
Yeah. Serena, trying on Apple. You think this is a bit special. I've been managing to avoid it.
I am dying to talk about this because I didn't even know it existed. Do you know anything about this?
No.
This is the fourth season.
It's only suddenly started appearing.
On your homepage, on Apple?
Yeah, but there are previous seasons.
This is season four.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I'm going to give this a go. Oh my gosh, it is the most special TV show, like beautiful, wholesome, heartwarming. It deals with a really tough subject matter. So I have to give a trigger warning. Like if you're trying to have a baby or you have tried in the past, it is a bit difficult to watch some of the episodes. But if you can get through the first couple of episodes, I think it is so, it's a subject that we don't talk about a lot, and it is just so beautifully handled. This has filled the Ted Lasso-shaped hole in my husband and my hearts. He is binging this as much as we are. It's just beautiful. In tragedy, they also have brevity. It's just the characters are so likeable. You actually think you're watching a real-life couple on screen because they are just brilliant together. We binged, I'm ashamed to admit this, we binged three seasons in probably 8 days. So there's only 32 episodes in total. Well, we have three seasons that have 8 episodes, and at the moment, 3 or 4 episodes are available of season 4, and they will drop weekly on Wednesdays until the 3rd of July. Oh, just give it a watch. But I, as I said, it is a bit tough because of the subject matter, but it's so beautifully handled. And the first two seasons feature Imelda Staunton. She's brilliant in it.
Yeah.
Owen, people are always looking for one of those little shows that's kind of low commitment, short episodes, loads of them racked up, ready to binge. You have one for us on Disney Plus that people mightn't have seen.
Mr. In Between, yeah, kind of the week that's in it is not a great week for new releases, etc., etc. So I was kind of casting around for a recommendation, and it's always good for stuff that you mightn't have missed, or that you might have missed, should I say?
Absolutely.
So this is 3 series. It's start, middle, and an end. Serena may know about this. Mr. In Between spin-off, actually, Scott Ryan, the Australian writer and director, he had a bit of a hit movie, low budget, The Magician.
You think she should know about it just because it's Australian?
Well, because I haven't heard of this at all.
Yeah, it's
please
brilliant.
Fill me in.
This is fantastic. Now, A trigger warning, it's very sweary, so it's authentically Australian.
It's definitely Australian.
It's very much Sydney. Ray is a hitman. He works, quote unquote, security. He's divorced, but he is a good dad. He has this peculiar moral code. He ends up in enforced group therapy in series 1, so you kind of get to hear his interior thoughts about violence and who deserves it and whatnot. It can be quite violent in parts. There's a lot of people getting into the boots of cars. There's some slapstick moments of people kidnapping cars with people in the back of it. Ray, not giving anything away. He's a doting dad to his 10-year-old daughter. He's a very good brother to his brother. Again, we launched straight into it. There's no setup. His brother has motor neuron disease, and he's very attentive to him. And just he's got it, as I say, his own moral code. It is quite fun.
You're not.
Yeah, it's a comedy drama. Yeah, no, it's quite funny. He's very.
How long are the episodes?
25 minutes, and it's very much Sydney. You're kind of in houses with the garages downstairs, and you're in the kitchens. There's no shots of Circular Quay or the Harbour Bridge. It's life as lived. There's lots of Asian.
Do we know
as
the
well.
Actors?
Yes,
popular actors?
Scott Ryan, and I've forgotten. Oh, yeah, I'd have to look it up. The love interest was in Neighbours. Okay. I can't think of her name.
Oh, in Neighbours. Yeah. Okay, I'm watching.
There you go. Serena, Tires on Netflix. Oh, I'm going to say I did watch this.
Did
I'm
you?
Surprised you've picked it. I watched it because I was kind of curious because I'd read about this guy and everything. Yeah. But it's
I picked it as a public service announcement.
Yeah.
Because do you know what? At the moment, we're having really good dramas, and like Netflix is investing a lot of true crime stuff. Mm. And I just really miss a good comedy. Mm. We just don't have that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought this might be.
Exactly. And it's not. It's horrible. It's like, it's a workplace comedy as well. It's set in a mechanics
shop. Was this guy cancelled?
Pretty much. He was kicked off Saturday Night Live before he'd even started.
And I can see why he was, because it is.
But he has built up a huge following, apparently, among, people who like cancel people.
It's a strange. It's a scenario of our times in terms of commissioning, yeah.
Yeah, and look, it started as a YouTube short of some sort, right? So then Netflix went, we'll give you 6 episodes. I went, what's not to love from just on paper? You know, there's 6 episodes, 22 minutes long, set in a workplace, some un-PC stuff, which can be funny if done right, right? Oh, it's terrible. It is so, so bad. And I kept watching just in the hope that it might get better. And it gets worse and worse.
Me too.
So,
that's my line as well.
So if you're looking for a comedy, stay
everyone's
away from
this. Everyone's going straight off to check that out now.
Going home to watch Tires.
In the interest of science or whatever. Okay, Serena Bellissimo and Owen Sweeney, thank you both very much.